Last week, after my wife poured a cup of tea on her laptop and seemed poised to lose everything, I urged listeners to please take a minute and back up their files. All was well and good until my mom listened to the show and called me with the question, but how do I back up files? Well, I had suggested backing up all your Word files into Google Docs, which is a free alternative to Microsoft Word and keeps all your data in the cloud. When she called and I tried to walk her through it and said nothing was working, my first impulse was to think, you gotta be kidding. But then I took a look. She's right. Google does not make it easy. There are no instructions. And the ones you can find online are very old. Google changes its interface regularly, so what was then may not work now. So being the good son, it's time for another edition of Backup 101 on Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. If you know all about copying and pasting, this episode may not be for you. But hopefully, if nothing else, my mom, Judy, will enjoy it. And let me preface it by saying that if fires, mudslides, earthquakes, and tsunamis don't get you to back up, surely a case of a spilled teacup would, right? Because it wasn't only my wife who did it. My mom did it too. Here's the deal. Google Docs is a free program for writing presentations and spreadsheets. Microsoft Word is a program that offers similar tools with a yearly subscription charge of $150 a year. How to copy a file into Google Docs? The easy way is just to copy it. Just copy and paste your original Microsoft Word doc into the blank template of the Google Docs. For those of you not in the know, use the three-step process of a select all, copy and paste to dump the doc in with Control-A, Control-C, and Control-V on Windows, or Command-A, Command-C, and Command-V on Macs. There's another way as well. From the Google Docs window, select Blank Document and then go to the File menu where you want to click Open. From there, select the Upload tab and then you can either drag a file right there to upload it or click Select a File from your computer. Now here's where it can get really tricky. Many people, my mom included, aren't sure where their files are hidden. It's a big problem. So before you begin this process, take a good look around the computer and know where they are. On most computers, the files get saved to the Documents folder. In my mom's case, it turns out she was using a really, really old Microsoft program called Works, which was a cheaper version of Word, and it saved files in a different format from those that the rest of the world are using in 2018, and that was the culprit. She couldn't copy and paste or upload the files because of the odd file extensions. So as I said to her, I'll repeat it. Folks, don't ever write anything in Microsoft Works again. The program has been discontinued since 2008, and using it will only give you problems. Love it or hate it, Google Docs is free. You can share the files easily, and since everything is stored in the cloud, you'll always be able to find the files. Just go to docs.google.com and use the Google search bar to find your files. And that, folks, wraps up another edition of Backup 101 on Talking Tech. What topics would you like to see me covered in the backup files? I'm all ears. My name is Jefferson Graham. I'm with USA Today, and you've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Tech on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts because it really helps more people find the show. And as always, stick with USA Today for the latest.